Taylor Swift, Star 106.3 for your Wednesday morning.
Who?
Taylor Swift.
Never heard of her.
Up and coming. I think she's going to do big things, yes. Actually. 8:09. Now, someone you may have heard of, I butchered the name before, Reese Tisa. This has been all over TikTok. Have you heard this one?
Who the f*** did I marry?
I most certainly
new update.
Have. Yes, definitely.
It's kind of been hard to miss. Mm-hmm. My wife's been following along. It's basically this 52-part series.
Is it over yet? Has she done all of them?
I don't know. But she's got the world hooked. Like, she's gone from nobody to, like, millions of followers within no time at all. But to unpack why this may have happened, Nicole Jamison, social media expert and digital strategist, have you watched all of Teresa's saga?
I would love to say that I have 7 hours spare. I did watch most of it, but I did it on 2 play speed. So she talked really, really fast so I could get the cliff notes for you guys.
You sped it up. That's fine.
Do you know what? There's probably something in that because I had a crack at it too last night, Nicole. And I think the first, like the part one, it goes for like 10, 15 minutes. I don't know. And I got distracted, but Jack and I, there could be a thing in there where you and I just cut it all up into like a 5-minute interlude and off we go.
And sell it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You could make everyone's life so much easier because everyone wants to know what's happened, but no one has that 7 hours to spare. Well, not very many people anyway.
Nicole, people are hooked on this, and I think what the incredible part is that, like, what, like, a few weeks ago she was no one, and then overnight, like, I checked this morning, she's got 3.2 million followers. Like, how... What's going on behind the scenes here that have made millions of people hooked instantly on just her story about her broken up marriage?
Well, there's 3 things at play here, I think, from a social media perspective. A, she is an incredible storyteller. Even at 2x speed, I was hooked. So she's just got that real knack of telling a story and getting you in. It's like a movie-length premiere more than, 3 times over. So she's an incredible storyteller. Secondly, she has this story which is bonkers bananas. You just can't believe it's all true. From offshore accounts to pretending to be a twin brother to fake conversations every single morning for 45 minutes where he was talking to himself in the end. Like, it's just so crazy. Every turn and every episode that you watch is something just, you go, this can't be real. And thirdly, TikTok is pushing 10-minute videos. They want to start dominating in that long video space. And people who like to, you know, repurpose content on other platforms can't do the 10-minute on either YouTube Shorts or Reels. So if you wanted to watch the full story, you had to go to her TikTok.
This is going to be interesting, Jack, for the people that have popcorn brain, just like us, that we like pinging around, because I can't stick around for the 10 minutes. See, that's the problem. Now, I want to go back to something that you said, you know, that is, she's a great storyteller and the story is allegedly true. Do you think it's made up?
Look, I tell my kids all day, every day, you've got to take everything you see on the social media site with a pinch of salt because you are really only seeing one side of the story. We have heard some other people do some investigationings in TikTok and find out who this guy is and where he works, and there does seem to be some element of truth in his pathological lioness.
Well, I was going to say, Nicole, like, what's the go with this side, this guy's side of the story? I mean, obviously people have found out who he is. Where's his, you know, 7-hour rendition of this play out?
Yeah, well, TikTokers have done their due diligence and dug him up. But it wasn't very popular because obviously there were some things in her story that might put her at risk if he found out that she was doing that. But again, she understood that she was putting it out there for the world. He hasn't gone on, as far as I know, but certainly if he did a TikTok response, I think that he would blow up just as big because everyone would be like, wow, this is the second part of an awesome story. So, I think that he would blow up if he chose to do it.
You know what I find crazy about this stuff, Danny, is that, like, here's a woman that's just jumping on in her car and just filming her story whenever she gets the chance and boom, you know, 3.2 million followers, 32 million likes. You got massive productions that are behind Netflix that try to make a drama series that don't get nearly as much attention.
Yeah, this is true. Well, because this is relatable content though. Like, people have, you know, in one time in your life, you've dated someone that you thought was a little bit dodgy. I think it's happened to most of us. So it's relatable content. And I think that's what's appealing to people. But I do want to say there are 3 sides to every story. There's going to be hers. Yep. There's going to be his. and then there is the truth.
The truth. That's right. Oh, my God. My mum used to tell me that.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing her TikTok series.
And tell your mum I said hi.
Yeah.